Washington, this is VOA News. World Health Organization is calling for the immediate evacuation of hundreds of sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo in Syria. WHO estimates children comprise about one-third of hundreds of civilians killed and wounded over the past 2 weeks. Rick Brennan is the WHO Director of Humanitarian Emergencies.
According to health officials there, there have been 338 deaths in the last couple of weeks due to the bombardment, including 106 children. 846 other individuals have been injured. Again, almost a third children, 261 children.
President Obama has strongly condemned what he called the barbarous Russian and Syrian airstrikes on civilians in eastern Aleppo. U.S. is pushing Russia to pressure its close ally, President Bashar al-Assad, to honor a ceasefire and let the U.N. relief convoys into Aleppo. Russia and the Syrians say they are targeting terrorists with their airstrikes. During a eulogy at the funeral for the late Israeli leader, President Obama said Shimon Peres's determination to coexist with Palestinians is in the hands of Israel's next generation. Obama praised Peres as one of the giants of the 20th century and likened him to leaders like Nelson Mandela and Queen Elizabeth. Peres suffered a severe stroke 2 weeks ago, died Wednesday at the age of 93. European Union environment ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries that collectively produce 55% of global greenhouse emissions must sign on to it. After 1 month, the agreement goes into force. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called on the governments of India and Pakistan to proceed calmly with rising tensions between the two nations. Stefan Dujarric is Mr. Ban's spokesperson.
The Secretary General urges the government of India and Pakistan to exercise maximum restraint and address the outstanding issues peacefully and through dialogue. He would welcome all proposals in that regard, as well as de-escalation initiatives.
India said it carried out surgical strikes against militants across the highly militarized frontier that divides the Kashmir region between India and Pakistan. Pakistan dismissed the reports that India's military had targeted terrorist launch pads inside the Pakistan-controlled part of Kashmir. Islamabad said instead that two of its soldiers were killed in unprovoked firing by India across the border. If asking Google how to register to vote translates to votes, the search giant has some good news for U.S. Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton. According to Google, the amount of searches for the Spanish phrase for registering to vote spiked by 2,200% over the past week. Register to vote in English only saw a 430% jump. This would suggest that Hispanics are highly likely to vote for Clinton. Poll conducted last week by the Wall Street Journal, the NBC News, and Telemundo found that Clinton enjoys a 48-point lead over her rival Donald Trump among likely Hispanic voters. The Rosetta spacecraft's 12-year mission studying a comet came to an end on Friday when it crash-landed on the surface as planned. Rosetta, the first space probe to circle a comet, was ordered to fire its thrusters for 208 seconds, slip out of orbit, and collide on the icy surface of the comet known as 67P. Patrick Martin is the mission manager.
Flying to a comet and around a comet for over 2 years, as close as a few kilometers and more than 500 million kilometers from Earth, is a challenge, and we've done it. And this tells you that we've got the right people here, and the best people you can get to do this job, and we are very proud here.
Before it crashed, Rosetta collected and transmitted a final collection of data and photos, including some close-up images of the comet's surface. The spacecraft, which was launched by the European Space Agency in 2004, sent a probe onto the surface of the comet in November of 2014. That mission was considered the agency's most ambitious. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.